Pardon me. I've been drinking. Maybe smoking a little too. What's the use in putting on facades? I'm a few sheets to the wind. It happens on occasion. There's no shame in it. Nights like this, I wish. Ain't that how the song goes? Anyway, I'm just trying to put it all together with one eye open so I don't see double. At least I'm home. A place that's safe and my mind can roam. Pardon me, I've been drinking and there's a lot that's been going on. You see, I apparently feel things too deeply and situations take their toll. It's hard to explain, really, but imagine, if you will, a man who wants to be more vulnerable than the world will allow him to be. Reminded repeatedly that who you are in the grand scheme of things is not necessarily who you need to be. Rejected by most and gently put aside by women who said they loved you repeatedly. Emotions are strong, but not enough to keep anyone around, really. Sometimes I think these tests are God trying to break me to see if I can humble myself enough to take that knee and admit defeat. Pardon me, I've been drinking. But how could I kneel and concede when all my prayers remain unanswered? When the sky is empty except for the clouds and chemtrails? When I feel nothing except the exquisite emptiness in my chest that's been with me since I was a kid? Why would I give in to some invisible force that seems bent on breaking me? I could not and would not let the unknown dictate my fate. To bow my head to something unseen, dead bent on making me break, I am not at that point yet, and not sure how much I could take. I'd rather stand with my chest out unwavering in my drive to persevere. Still in moments of doubt, I wonder if I'm meant to be here. Shit we all ponder, I'm sure. I'm no better than anyone. Of that, I'm positive. But I'm also positive everyone suffers in their own special way, looking to something invisible to get through the day. I can't. I can't bring myself to look at the sky speaking to something invisible and silent. The man in the mirror is more reliable, more honest and truthful. We talk, we argue, we come to terms with reality. He tells me when I've taken the drinking too far, tells me I need to chill, tells me that it's all on me. No one else, no matter how it seems to be, how emotions will utter words people can't live up to, how drinking is just a paper towel covering a gaping wound, and that I need to sober up to let it heal. Because nothing unseen could possibly help me fix this tangible injury. Pardon me, I've been drinking. Maybe smoking a little too. You can read all work recited on medium.com/lonely-empires. If you want your poems recited, you're more than welcome to contact us either on Medium or Instagram and Twitter. We're also available. We'll continue to post these. We hope you support. Again, if you want to submit your work to be recited or published, feel free to contact us on the social medias, you know, and on Medium. Thank you for your support. Thank you.